Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. George Orwell spun an ominous tale about the year 1984, but I don't think it turned out quite as dire as he had initially predicted. So why don't we take a look? The Dow closed at the end of the year at 1,211. Average monthly rent, $350. A Dodge Ram truck cost $8,995, and a gallon of gas was $1.83. Movie tickets were $2.50, and we were watching Ghostbusters, Terms of Endearment, Beverly Hills Cop, The Terminator, and Amadeus. And on TV, we had Magnum P.I., Dynasty, Hill Street Blues, and Cheers. Now, they broke up AT&T in 1984. Talk about Orwellian. How's that working out for you today? Sony introduced the first commercial CD player. The first Apple Mac went on sale, and the AIDS virus was identified. Reagan beat Mondale to gain his second term as president, and the Summer Olympics were held in Los Angeles. In 1984, we had the Cubs. Yeah, baby. Well, almost. The Blackhawks finished second in the Norris, and the Bears were 10-6 and won a playoff game before getting routed by the 49ers. The Sox and Bulls, both below 500. Michael Jackson won huge acclaim for that Thriller album with sales of over 37 million. And then this band from Boston, not those guys, I mean the Cars, got back in sync and returned to the studio to record and release their fifth and most successful album called Heartbeat City. Now, it's got some great tunes on it, like Magic and You Might Think, but we're going right for the gold on this one, folks. The song Drive, always one of my faves, and we've got it for you right now here on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Nothing's wrong.
Drive from the Cars here on Yeah Baby Tunes. It reached number one on the adult contemporary charts and number three on the Hot 100, their most successful single. Drive, a very personal song about one person looking at another's life and having concerns about where that person is going. Now, the video stars model Paulina Poroskova. This was the first time she met the Cars' Rick Ocasek, whom she married in 1989. Now, the Cars performed the song at Live Aid in 1985, and it was also used as the background music to a collage of clips showing the awful conditions in Africa. Bob Geldof has said the calls for the appeal jumped enormously during the song. Nice to know the magic's in the music, and the music is in all of us. Bassist Ben Orr sings the lead on this musical bit of introspective magic, and sadly, Orr died of pancreatic cancer in 2000. After his death, this was played in his honor at a memorial service at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, the Cars haven't been together since 1988, but late this year, several snippets of songs have appeared on the group's Facebook page, and a rumor of an impending album and possible tour are looking pretty good. Maybe there is an answer to the question, who's going to drive you home? Maybe it's the Cars themselves. That's Tunes for now. Please tell your friends to look for us on Facebook and here on the web, and continue to Twitter your life away, so to speak. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.